When Alistair Darling, a politician who has made money out of private health, is standing up there defending Tory policies, defending the continuing privatisation of the health service, the people who have been crass about this are not those who are showing a concern for the health service in the United Kingdom, never mind in Scotland. This is not the SNP or the Scottish Government or even a Yes campaign that are saying that privatisation is taking place down south. It's Andy Burnham, the shadow health spokesperson. It's the Union that are saying this. It's the Labour Party in Wales that are saying it. There's clearly a concern outside of Scotland. Alistair Darling has made it quite clear that, in his view, whatever happens down south won't have an impact on the Scottish Health Service. But it's clear that if there's a continuing privatisation of the health service in England, eventually public funding will get cut. And the Barnett consequentials of that means that there'll be even less funding available for public services in Scotland.